This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. We're at Two Dudes Brew and Q, 436 Desired in Monroe, for Policy and a Pint. Tonight, talking about crime in our cities. We've got a great panel and a room full of folks here for our radio audience. A reminder, if you want to go back and listen to this, we're going to post this on our website, kedm.org, and you'll be able to listen there. With us today from the Monroe Police, Major Vincent Gutierrez, Sergeant C.J. Beck of the West Monroe Police Department, and Franz Hill, a resident and business owner in North Monroe in the Garden District area. And we've got a room full of folks here who have plenty of questions. First one is from Ronnie Scott for our panel.
All right, thanks, and appreciate y'all being here. And this will probably cover all of you. I live in Monroe and very close to this downtown area, and talking to a couple of the previous majors, Doug Tarver, Schluter, all of them, one of the things that is a recurring theme that has not happened is the suggestion of beat police. Foot traffic cops, specifically in this area, and I'm not sure how that would fit in West Monroe or the Garden District unless it freed up, other units to patrol other areas. But so my question is, one, are you in favor of that? Do you believe that that's something we need, Major Gutierrez? But also, do we think that another thing that's been brought up, and I'm not sure the legalities of it, but with certain neighborhoods, such as the Garden District Alliance, I know that people over in River Oaks have expressed an interest in being able to actually hire private security outside of the realm of what's already being patrolled. I know that's a two-part question, but I'd like to hear y'all's input on that. Right.
No, I'm not for the beat police. I'd rather them stay in their units and respond faster instead of walking down the street and having to run all the way down to the end of the road when they're summoned. A unit would, like I said, my opinion, unit would be better. They're able to cover more ground that way.
Let me ask, because I don't know, question for me, I guess. How are you guys set up, and do you think for all of you that you have enough manpower to handle a city as big as Monroe or a city like West Monroe? Are there enough officers out on the streets right now?
Every officer is going to give you a different answer. My opinion, yes. Law enforcement, we have lost officers throughout the United States. This is not a profession that a lot of people really want. It don't pay well. They don't like the hours. They don't like working nights or weekends or whatever. I mean, this job is a calling for it. It's just not for everybody. Me personally, I love it. Don't know what I would do without it. I just enjoy my job, like I said, but it's a calling.
I know you guys have had a tough year. Two Monroe police officers killed in the last year or so here in our area. Does it take a tough toll on you guys as officers, the things you see going on in your city?
It does. We try not to take it home with us, but sometimes it's hard not to. We do see a lot. We see a lot of what the public don't see. The violent crimes, the batteries, just the things that you read about, we actually see it. And like I said, we try not to go home with it.
Question over here.
Now, one of the things I notice about West Monroe is you have mountain bike police available. And is that something that you utilize when that urban area is busy, or is it, how does that function?
Our police bicycle units are patrol units, and they're deployed during parades and special events. Now, Mayor Mitchell and her chief of staff have been meeting with our chief about trying to increase officer presence in the downtown West Monroe and Antique Alley area. And beat patrol and more so bicycle patrol is among those topics of conversation. The issue that we have right now is manpower issues, and it's really, really difficult. We're not getting, West Monroe's not getting the application. We're trying to get the application process to where people want to apply to us, but we're low on our numbers, and so we have to prioritize on what the greatest needs are. Now, I can tell you that in West Monroe, I'm the traffic guy for our department. I do all the grants, highway safety stuff, so I keep up with all the numbers. And I just presented at City Council, and that's how I know these numbers, is that in West Monroe, over the last 6 years, we have consistently averaged 3.5 traffic crashes a day in an 8.5 square mile city. Now, some days we work 10 to 12 wrecks. Some days we don't work any, but on an average, 3.5 wrecks a day. So what we have to do is we have to put more visibility in areas that we have more traffic crashes in incidences. With the use of cell phones, the use of social media while driving, putting the makeup on while driving, or picking your nose, I don't know, any of that stuff is distracting. And because of that, we're, you know, we have to do more traffic enforcement.
A question from Ann Bloxham Smith.
Yeah, I happen to know, because my son and daughter-in-law went through it, that there is a really cool police academy in West Monroe. They live in Monroe, but they went to West Monroe to this. And I think it helped. She was a new immigrant from Cambodia, and my son kind of wanted her to know how things worked in law enforcement here. It's very different from Cambodia, by the way. But yeah. But I wondered if you see any change or any improvement in police community relationships because of that, and does Monroe have a similar program?
Do you want to touch on that now or in a third segment?
Well, let's talk briefly about it now. We're going to talk about how folks can get involved in our next segment. But if you can answer Miss Ann here, what are some of the things that you guys are doing to stay involved?
Well, there's a number of things that we're doing in West Monroe, and one of the biggest things to that comment is that we have a Citizens Police Academy. It's a free academy. I believe it's 11 or 12 weeks long. It's once a week, and they learn everything about the police department, what we do. It's a three-hour segments at a time. They have officers come in. Every officer participates. We also have a ride-along program that is associated with the police academy. And what we want to do is we want to encourage people to know what we do. And out of that, I'm not sure the exact number, but we're in a several hundreds of graduates since we started this 10 or 12 years ago. And every year there is a reunion of all those graduates. So it's a community of people that want to be interested in their community and their law enforcement, and we encourage that. And that's one thing we're doing in West Monroe.
And to answer the second part of it, no, Monroe does not have that right now. We had it in the past. We probably hadn't done a Citizens Police Academy in probably, I'm thinking, 8-9 years. We thought about getting it back going, but more what we had are the community meetings now to get to know the public.
And to add to that, Monroe and West Monroe.
Franz, talk on that microphone for me. Spin it back towards you.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I was eating my barbecue. I'm so sorry. And this is really good. Yeah, you guys got to come on down. If you're listening on the radio, come on down, man. I'm sitting on the panel, but I've got a nice sliced brisket and whatnot. But one of the things that we have to realize is that Monroe and West Monroe are not isolated entities. As citizens of Monroe and West Monroe, we pay taxes to the parish, and we have elected Ouachita Parish police jurors who represent more than each of our mayors. The police jurors represent probably 60,000 people apiece, whereas the whole city of Monroe is maybe 50,000 people. So we need to expect more from the parish to assist us in our law enforcement capabilities. And even we have an issue where we have pets running the streets in our garden district, and the city of Monroe doesn't have an animal control officer. But the parish does, and we pay the parish to do that. So we also pay the parish to help us in law enforcement, and we should expect more from them.
What are the, going to maybe what Fran says, what are some of the needs you guys have right now? I mean, I know we don't have an unlimited supply of money. I know we're both two relatively small cities, but as police officers, is there stuff that, you know, your folks need right now?
Yeah, the equipment wears out, you know, and we need that equipment to do an effective job. And so funding is always going to be one of the top issues that we deal with. So in the meantime, what can be done? And that is things like this, you know, meeting, this forum, where we can talk to you. You guys are interested in what we're talking about. So in a sense, we're partners, and we need community to be more partners with us, and we need to be more of partners with community. And I think that will, although it doesn't solve the financial issues, it at least helps us address the crime that we're dealing with and trying to make it a safer place.
I've got a question from Dr. Bill Rambin. Dr. Rambin?
Well, before the question, I wanted to make a comment based on something that Major Gutierrez said that police work is a calling, and right now they're having problems with enough people getting that calling. So I would like to say on behalf of, I think, everybody here, how much we appreciate the officers who have answered that calling and who dedicate themselves.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And having said that, now I have a question, and it's based on what one of the officers said, something about going home and his wife is telling him what's on social media that he's not been aware of. I think many, many cities are putting officers on social media and scoping it out as rapidly as they can to see what's going on in the communities that appears on social media. Is there anything going on in Monroe and West Monroe in that regard?
Well, West Monroe has their own Facebook page. And we keep, if you get, I'd encourage you to go to that page and we post something every day. Every chance we can get, we post something. We also have a thing called Nixel. Nixel is a way to get traffic alerts and advisories, safety issues. It's instantaneous. It's on the spot. It's put out by our dispatch as the calls are going out.
Major Monroe Police, do you have like a computer guy sitting at a desk who's watching social media for stupid stuff happening in the city and kind of alerting you guys?
No. That.
No?
We do have, like I said, we got a Facebook page. We do have one person that checks it, or two people that check it. Me personally, I don't do Facebook. I couldn't even tell you how to get started with it.
You know, you thought the police were watching the Garden District Facebook page and maybe responding to things that saw on the page.
If you leave here and you go down 6th Street, you'll notice that suddenly there are blinking signs for the speed limits now. I believe it's 30 miles an hour. I know because it's emblazoned on my brain. Do I go 30 miles an hour? No, I go 29, in case anybody's asking. But there was a reason for that. It's because as a community, the Garden District Neighborhood Alliance started posting over and over again about our speeding issues in the Garden District. And Dr. Janet Giles was very influential in promoting this issue. But partially because of her advocacy and because of our prevalence and on Facebook promoting our issues for our neighborhood, as far as I know, we're the only neighborhood that has these blinking speed limit signs. You know, I do believe that on some level, it may not be on an official level where someone at the police station is watching Facebook posts, but it's like Major Gutierrez says, somebody's wife may be watching it, or somebody's child or whatever. But social mobility gives you a presence. It gives you visibility for what your particular issue is.
For you two guys, does the squeaky wheel get the grease if this area is having a particular problem? You guys shift and focus to that area? Does it leave, you know, a exposed flank somewhere?
No. we have patrols out there, and they're all over the city. And what I do tell my people is, when I get some downtime or whatever, grab a group together, go hit these areas that are getting hit. Find out why this person's walking down the road at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why he's wearing a hoodie when it's hot out there. Look for the things that the criminal should be doing. Why is he sweating and it's like 20 degrees outside? But we pull our resources together and try to move them to certain areas. And each area has actually got a hot spot. I mean, and we'll take those extra people and I'll tell them, go hit these areas as many as you can and try to find out what's going on out there and take care of the business.
You're listening to KEDM's Policy and a Pint. We'll be back with more after this.